Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After 30 years in commercial real estate, our next guest decided to become a blogger on that topic, specifically under the auspices of Forbes magazine. And he has some interesting things to say about real estate investment trusts. Brad Thomas is CEO and founder of Wide Moat Research and author of Forbes Real Estate Investor Newsletter, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Duncan, South Carolina. Brad, welcome to the program.
It's great to be on. Thanks so much, Mike.
Now, tell us how we arrived at this point. After 30 years of practicing commercial real estate, you now write about it.
Yeah, well, it's a long story, but I'll make it real short. I mean, we had something called the Great Recession in 2008, 2009, which forced me to pivot, decided I wanted to be a teacher and teach investors how to invest their money in real estate investment trusts.
And is that the focus then of this Forbes Real Estate Investor newsletter?
Yes, it is, Mike. So real estate investment trusts are actually an investment vehicle that I knew about when I was a developer. I actually sold a couple properties to real estate investment trusts, or better known as REITs. As a result of really some missteps and some lessons learned, I decided to focus on really educating investors on the benefits of owning shares in these publicly traded companies or publicly traded real estate stocks.
And now tell us, what are the different types of real estate investment trusts?
Yeah, it's really a massive universe, over $2 trillion, believe it or not, in the U.S. And so in South Carolina, that you've got REITs that are have invested over $22.4 billion. That's around 9,500 individual properties. We've certainly seen in this global pandemic that a lot of these property sectors have been exposed to more risk. Certainly office is one of those. We actually like the office sector. And as you know, living in South Carolina, a lot of companies have relocated from these urban gateway markets like New York City or San Francisco, among others, to great states like South Carolina and North Carolina. Now, of course, in South Carolina, we're well known for our industrial infrastructure and all the great interstates and shipping facilities. So there are a number of industrial REITs companies that have made fairly significant investments. Of course, you do have a very large spectrum of property sectors. I never imagined when I graduated from Presbyterian College many, many years ago that I would be writing about prisons or cell towers or data centers. Individual investors can actually own shares in any of those companies. So you have a very large universe of property sectors.
And so what specifically do you find attractive about real estate investment trust growth opportunities? Or are we looking at dividends?
Yeah, so it's really the stability of this business model. So this goes back to the law created in 1960 during the Eisenhower administration. These REITs must pay out at least 90% of their taxable income in the form of dividends. So what makes REITs so attractive is they offer a higher dividend yield than most than traditional stocks or ordinary C corporations, almost double that, as well as very dependable, predictable income. So you have to look back over time, but REITs have outperformed most every major property sector over long periods of time. In fact, we have over five decades now of history we can rely upon.
Now, have there been any disasters in the REIT sector, and are there some segments that you would avoid at this time?
Yes, absolutely. So again, I'm located in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we have a mall right down the street called the Westgate Mall. This particular mall is not doing that well. Sears is closed and a number of other tenants have gone, and it's not looking very pretty. That property is owned by a mall REIT. So you've got to be very careful when it comes to retail and specifically the mall sector. We've completely avoided the lodging sector, Mike. It's been, as you know, it's been a very difficult time for South Carolina, specifically in the lodging space. And so that's a sector that we've really avoided because we just don't know when things are going to turn back to normal in that sector. So we've really stayed close to what I call the trifecta of real estate investing, which is cell towers, data centers, and logistics, which are all connected by this internet world or this e-commerce world that we're living in today.
Brad, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You bet. Enjoyed it.
Brad Thomas is CEO and founder of Wide Moat Research and author of Forbes Real Estate Investor Newsletter. And he spoke to us by phone from his office in Duncan, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and find links to subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.